To hear this episode in its entirety, head over to PatCastRadio.com.
Patcast, come have a blast, step on the gas, smack a giraffe, it's the Patcast. Come talk fast, pass some gas, make it last. It's the Patcast, 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 hey man, it's badass. Patcast, Patcast, Pat, hey, it's the Patcast.
All right, welcome to the Patcast. I'm Patrick. It's
Monday, January 17th, 2011.
I'm broadcasting from the Goulash Studios in New York City, but my three guests this evening are broadcasting from Chattanooga, Tennessee. From the Poontoon Studios, we've got Dr. Kenny Sheltonov. Say hello, Doctor.
My ears still hurt.
And we've got Tyler Mullen. Say hello, Tyler.
Hello.
And last but not least is Matt Davis. Say hello, Matt.
Howdy ho there, neighbor.
How's everything going at the Poontoon Studios there in Chattanooga? Are you on a boat, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we're on a pontoon boat. We're caught underneath a bridge somewhere.
Near Ryan Island?
The overpass at Possum Creek.
Yeah?
We're all sitting in lawn chairs
on yeah?
the Poontoon boat.
Hey, what? Fun fact, Possum begins with a silent O.
Opossum?
I don't... So it's opossum.
So it is opossum?
I have no idea. Ryan would say opossum.
Oh, he would spell it wrong.
Illinois and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Noiter.
Let's not.
So, is there still snow on the ground there in Chattanooga?
Yeah, there's still snow.
There is still snow. It's been almost 1 week.
Almost 1 week since you looked at me.
Right.
Name that tune.
I was about to say something negative about the snow, but now it would sound negative about Patrick.
Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, Spare Naked Ladies, you got it. Well, we got a little bit of snow here.
That didn't stop.
Yeah, that didn't stop the city. I was expecting to not go into work on Wednesday, and I still had to go to work.
Really?
Yep.
Our city's power structure shit their pants and passed out for about 3 days.
It's true.
And then they came to, and they said, let's plow this shit.
But somehow, Craig's mail still ran.
Yeah, I went through two Netflix DVDs.
I didn't get mail for like a week.
I think the rules up here are, if the trains are running, you still have to go to work.
Right.
So, but they're underground.
Yeah, well, that's the catch.
Yeah, that's how it works. So,
the subway system just turn into, like, the Tokyo subway system when it's crowded like that?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe
the
roads aren't...
When I woke up, the roads were already clear. I don't know. They must get up really early to do this.
They have heated streets.
Now, see, I live in an apartment that's on the first floor, and there's these steps that go down into our apartment, and you would think that would be filled up with snow, right? Well, they already dug all that out to get us out, like, long before we were
awake. No, Patrick. Snow just didn't fall. There's no way that would ever happen.
Snow just didn't fall there.
Yeah.
So.
There's an eve.
It's been an interesting adjustment. I was listening to the, we did the Farewell Florida podcast back in June, and I Matt Nasser had asked me what I thought about the weather, getting used to the weather up here in New York City. And now I'm living it, so I guess I'm getting used to it. It's not as bad as I thought, but it also, I don't think I've gotten the worst of it.
When I was 10. When I was 10.
The hell were you thinking?
I don't have a clue. When I was 10.
You were close.
Me and my family all hopped in the van, the Mark IV, and we drove up to Cooperstown, New York. Well, it was like, hey, we're going to New York. This is the middle of summer. This is like July. No, it was August. It was August and I was 10.
We
drove to New York. And I was all excited about going to New York. We weren't going to the city. It was just, I hate the state of New York. So I packed like sweatshirts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My mom came into my room. She was like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, well, we're going to New York. It's cold up there. She was like, no. It's going to feel up there.
Craig, you're a dumbass.
It's going to be like 5 degrees cooler than it is right now. Hey, only time I ever saw New York on TV when I was a kid that, you know, looked any type of weather. It was snow. Yeah, exactly.
So you guys have done some sledding and stuff?
Oh my goodness, have we done some sledding.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Kenny, have you hit a snowman this year with your truck?
No, I was going to. I was going to,
yep.
but I couldn't drag myself out of bed.
Yeah, that's a classic video. We need to post that on the website, cause that's one of the best ones.
Good times.
From back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, I had that video, I think it was the one done from, who filmed it on their phone? Tyler?
It was on a camera.
Yeah, it was on
the camera. Well, I had...
Pristine.
apparently that was on my old phone, and Leah had to use my old phone for a day because she lost it. And she saw that video on there. She was just like, what is this from? And she thought it was awesome.
Ooh, it was awesome.
That is funny.
Yeah. Sad to hear you didn't do it again, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll do it next time it snows.
Yeah. You know, I heard it was the worst snow in Chattanooga since the blizzard of 93, and I remember the blizzard of 93 because I had to postpone my Chuck E. Cheese birthday party because it was on my birthday.
Ooh.
And that's all I remember.
Wait, the first flake fell on your birthday? Or
I don't know if it fell on my birthday, but it happened around the time of my birthday party, whenever that was. I don't know if it was on my birthday or before my birthday.
Right.
I don't know the timeline for the Blizzard of 93. I don't know the stats.
I don't either. When in March?
I know that was like... Yeah,
it was definitely in March. Because that's when my birthday was.
I just remember, like, of course, everybody... We didn't have power for like a week. But my neighborhood, where my mom lives... Everybody that lived on my side of the street always lived with, like, no power. Like, our power would flicker all the time. And if power went out, ours was the first to go out. But the people across the street apparently had just a Cracker Jack transformer that never failed. And so, in the blizzard of 93, like, the people across the street's power came back on. And usually that's like, oh, hey, ours should come on in a couple hours.
Right.
And we still didn't have power for, like, 3 days.
Yeah,
the people across the street were just living it up.
This this episode of the podcast is the 42nd episode that we've done.
Yeah, and, Mario Rivera.
We're doing things a little bit differently now. We've moved all of our episodes to Mixcloud, and now we're going to start playing some music, starting with this episode.
Oh, I thought that was a starting good now. Lead-in. Like starting with this number from
starting with
Dave
this.
Clark 5. And then
yeah. The first song we played at the beginning of the show was Electric Light Orchestra, and it was called Fire on High.
It was.
That's the song now that's going to be remembered as the first song we ever played on the podcast. All right, that was Belle Biv DeVoe, Dr. Kenny's pick.
That was good.
Did you enjoy that, Dr. Kenny?
Absolutely. That's the best drum beat in the history of... is hip-hop short for anything, or is it just hip-hop?
It's short for hippity-hoppin'.
Nah, I don't believe that.
I believed my whole life.
Now you're lying.
Yeah, I am.
Now you're telling tales out of school.
Crushes dreams.
That's a good one. I remember the music video for that.
Like, I vaguely knew the song, but the first time I heard it, Garen made me watch, like, that Michael Jackson. Like, the BET Awards happened, like, a week after Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
And so they just threw together this Michael Jackson tribute, which wasn't really at all. But anyway, Belle Biv DeVoe was on there.
So are they still together, I guess?
Well, they were that one night.
Last week on the podcast, I had some friends that I interned with at Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on the show. Mm-hmm. And there was an incident I noted on the website that we brought up. My friend Mike Lemmy, he joined Twitter. He posted a thing on Twitter about making fun of Last Call with Carson Daly, kind of, but making a little joke about it with the day that Conan O'Brien came back on the air on TBS. And he made a little joke and started getting followed by the music producer on Last Call with Carson Daly. Kind of strange. You never know what can happen on there. Well, that music producer, his name is Davis B. Powers. Got to use the B, because the B is in his Twitter name. Davis B. Powers. He responded back to us, because we sent him a little shout on our Twitter page. And he replied back saying he loved the podcast, said it was great stuff, and he also told Carson Daly to check it out.
Right.
Pretty crazy.
And now we stand where exactly?
We just stand in the same place we were. We don't know if he listened to it or not.
Right at the bottom.
But it's still possible for a split second. Maybe he read that, saw he was like, podcast. Maybe not. Maybe he was just like, I don't want to click that. Or maybe he kept eating his bagel. I don't know what he was doing. It's possible that he might know what this show is. And that's important.
That is important.
It's a stepping stone. It's the thing here, the power of Twitter here. We could, who knows who we could get on the show or get to listen to the show.
Mr. Belding.
Does Dennis Haskins have a Twitter?
Hey, I'm sure he does, but he showed up to the trivia finals.
I heard about this.
At the very least, it's a fucking trivia tournament. Like, you'd think they would be like, Dennis, you want to read a question? But no, it was just, hey, Dennis Haskins is here. Dennis, say hey. All right, there we go. And then,
wow.
Next question. And then he just came walking through the crowd.
Say hey, Dennis.
I wonder if he's just, you think he's still making good money from Say by the Bell reruns? And
Who was I talking about this to the other day? We were talking about what does he do now? Like, what does he do for money? Because you know he's not living off of Saved by the Bell money.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing something.
Brian went up and talked to him and said he was still acting.
That's what it was.
Yeah, still acting.
I'm sure he just does it, like, appearances or something. He probably wrote a book. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did the whole thing on Jimmy Fallon there for a while when they were trying to get the cast back together. But, I mean, that kind of failed. So.
It did. That was stupid.
And it was really weird, too, because then all of a sudden they got the cast of, what's that other show that was not even nearly as popular, but around at the same time?
S Club 7?
No, that was much later. What was that NBC show? Was it, like, California Dreams?
Oh, yeah, that was Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Aaron Sorkin crashed and burned with that one.
It's called City Guys, Patrick.
It's not
City Guys?
City Guys.
No, not City Guys. Like, City G-U-I-S-E. Like,
yes.
I can't even City Guys.
Anyway, whatever that show was, Dennis Haskins came out for no reason thinking it was his show that was getting reunited. He was just there for no reason. And walked out with the cast of this other show that he wasn't even on.
Wait, but he wasn't in on the joke?
Yeah, he was. But it was pointless that he was there. If he hadn't been on the joke, that would have been really sad.
Let's figure this out. The other show.
Oh, yeah. I think it was called California Dreams. It was just about, like, a band.
That has nothing to do with Saved by the Bell.
That's lame.
I know it has nothing to do. It was just around at the same time. It is called California Dreams. Just Googled.
I thought you meant, like, it was the same type of show.
Well, it was just, like, on NBC at, like, the same time.
But it wasn't, like...
5 seasons.
Like, remember Welcome Freshman? Welcome Freshman was, like, funny.
Yeah, it was one of those, Saturday morning shows.
Did you ever listen to Jason and Brad? This is the second time I brought up Brad Steiner. But Jason and Brad in the morning, they would always talk until, like, somebody called them, and they were like, let's take another call. And then they'd go to it, and that person would always be like, play music. And be like, all right, here we go. And then they'd just play music, and they would just talk until somebody called in and said that.
We need to get somebody to call into this.
I asked on our Twitter page if anyone wanted to hear a song, and some guy...
No, I like how this starts.
Yeah, some guy named 813 said, I've got a track for the next PatCast. It's Delta Spirit, Streetwalker. That's a good one. Let me know if you need more songs. Maybe we should point out that the PatCast has the largest library of music out of any online radio station. We will play anything.
Ever created.
No, it's never created. I mean, like, it's an infinite tie, but...
But I was talking to Dr. Kenny about this. Yeah, I was still talking to Dr. Kenny about this before, and we did want to lay some ground rules now that we're going to play music, and the only rule that I can think of is that we're never going to play a song twice.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
good
rule.
So,
God, I'm never going to get to hear Poison again.
You will never hear Poison again on the PatCast. But you can go listen to it, you know, wherever else. You can go sit in the Starbucks bathroom and listen to it.
So what about
No, hang on. That was
if there's any bands.
Yeah, but that was like 6 months. I graduated to the Memorial North Park bathroom. The hospital. Yeah. It's much cleaner. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's very private. Nobody goes in there.
Matt, what were you saying?
It's like the Kmart of hospitals.
Oh my gosh. Can we do a thing where, you know, if a lot of our listeners out there, maybe 813, any bands, if he's trying to plug, like, his band,
yeah,
we can play
music. We can do that.
That'll work.
We don't have to do that, but we can do that.
I mean, as long as he knows it's not going to be played again, but yeah, we'll give him a start here.
Yeah. So are we all at a good general consensus here that we're going to play 813's request for Delta Spirit, Streetwalker?
Yes.
Sure,
yes.
Why not?
Well, that was Delta Spirit, the Streetwalker. What'd you guys think of that song? Did you guys like it?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
I didn't care for it.
You didn't care for it that much? Well, tell me your feelings. What were your feelings and thoughts and emotions as the song was playing?
The tempo.
Especially in that second chorus.
The tempo was way too quick.
Yeah?
That's a slow song.
Yeah.
That's a slow song, all the way. It's the opposite of that thing you do.
Yeah. You need something snappy.
Yeah. Yeah, it shouldn't be snappy.
Yeah.
I quit, Mr. White.
Oh, that's a good movie, That Thing You Do. I made sure that when I went home for Christmas, my little Christmas break, that I brought that movie back with me.
That extended cut, probably the only extended cut I've ever seen that doesn't, like, drag down a movie.
Yeah.
The extended cut's the
better
film.
And it's surprisingly, I mean, and the fact that it's, like, 40 minutes longer than the original.
It's crazy, because that's almost 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's really, really long.
And that
long.
Is not the kind of movie that is 2.5 hours long. Little period piece about a one-hit wonder in the 60s. What?
I watched it on VH1 the other day, and it was an hour and a half version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awful.
I highly recommend, if you can find it out anywhere, you might have to buy it online or Netflix, definitely get That Thing You Do. We're plugging that movie.
Every
right
time
now.
I watch that movie, and, I can't help but wonder, like, was that Tom Hanks's, like, he had this idea when he was a kid. He was like, I want to make a movie about a one-hit wonder band in the 60s, and that's all I want to do. And then he wrote it, and he directed it, and he did it all, and he just did it, and he was done, and he was pleased with it. Or did he just, like, sit down, write a movie, and then never got around to making another one? Like, I wonder if that was his one project that he always wanted to do, or if it was just something he did, and then it's just another one's never happened.
You know, maybe he was just really pleased with it, and he was just like, I can't top this, so I'm just going to move on and produce
extraordinarily well
from
done.
The Earth to the Moon.
I mean, he's a good writer. I mean, if you watch him on, like, a talk show or something, I enjoy his grasp of the English language.
Now is as good a time as any to go to a commercial break.
The podcast comes back. More after this next thing.
Hello, my name is Jerry Fitchrick. I'm sure you've heard that name from your colleagues and companions across the land. People know me for my legendary golf skills as well as my elegant yet finesse wine. You see, my wine doesn't taste or smell like any other wine. My wine isn't flabby, harsh, or cloudy. It's luscious. It's well-balanced. It's noble. And that smell? Oh, the smell. It smells like raspberries and the warm spring air. Come by my new establishment, located on the west end of that place you live, Jerry Fishrackett's driving range and winery. Have a glass before you hit the links. You won't regret it. Also try our champagne.
You're listening to the heedless rambling of Patrick and his friends, better known as the Patcast crew. Cast.
And we're back!
Yeah.
We're back. Now we're going to play a game called That's What Chris Jericho Tweeted. Cue Chris Jericho's entrance theme. Break down the walls. Now basically I'm going to read a series of tweets to each of you, and you have to tell me whether that's a Chris Jericho tweet or not. Do you understand the rules? Do you follow this, Matt?
Yep.
So is everyone playing? Tyler, are you going to play?
Yeah.
All right, we've never done a three-way dance here, but we're going to do that now.
Takes three to
First, we're going to go with Matt Davis. Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I'm not a fan of the phrase, so-and-so is good people. Doesn't make sense, and it's terrible grammar.
I'm going to go with that is a Chris Jericho tweet.
It is a Chris Jericho tweet. Matt Davis, you have 1 point. Up next is Dr. Kenny Sheltonoff.
No, they don't.
Here we go. I saw The Fighter last night. What a great movie. Christian Bale was phenomenal in his role. I highly recommend it.
No chance. That's not Chris Jericho.
It's not. That's Charlie Haas.
Ooh. Charlie Haas? He's allowed near a computer? He knows how to work a computer?
Haas of Pain.
Oh, I know what my song's going to be for the next episode.
House of Pain?
My father, Pussycat.
Well, all right. Tyler, you're up. It's amazing how Kid Rock went from Vanilla Ice to Bob Seger in 10 short years.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Yes! That is what Chris Jericho tweeted. All right, everybody has 1 point. All right, are you ready, Matt?
I'm ready.
Shawn Michaels was my favorite opponent and is the greatest performer of all time. Nobody else even comes close. HBK is the Hall of Fame.
Bonus points if you can guess who said that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. In case it's not Jericho.
I'm going to say that it is not Jericho.
It is Jericho.
And
Jericho. Who said it?
Jericho.
Chris Jericho.
All right, Dr. Kenny, your turn.
Yeah. So.
Sometimes a relationship gets old. You fall out of love. Then one day, you see one another again. Both look good, and a spark rekindles a flame. It's not. Can you guess who it is?
I'm going to say...
Rob Van Winkle.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say
Rob Van Winkle.
No. Rob Van Winkle! I just did the RVD
thumbs.
Oh,
man. Yes. I missed it.
Yeah, well, it's an audio show. I'm going to say Ed.
MVP.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
That's why I chose it, because you hate him.
MVP.
All right, Tyler. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I was gonna express my frustration with sitting in the stands, waiting waiting for them to inflate his tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
At WrestleMania so he could come out and get his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And the Money in the Bank.
Yep. That took forever.
God.
Just for our listeners out there, we were at WrestleMania 24, and that did happen, and it was a pain in the ass. All right. Tyler, tell me if this is a Chris Jericho tweet or not. At Gulliver's Travels, Jack Black just took a giant leak to put out a Castle Fire. Nuff said.
True. Yes, it most definitely is.
It is! It is a Chris Jericho tweet. I'm sorry, Matt, you've been eliminated from the game. It's now down to Dr. Kinney and Tyler Mullins. Dr. Kinney, are you ready? Went to True Grit tonight. Jeff Bridges has always been one of my faves, and he was amazing once again as Rooster. Another Oscar nom for sure. For sure.
Yeah, that's Chris Jericho.
That is Chris Jericho tweet. That is Chris Jericho tweet. That's what I said. All right, Tyler. This could be it. This could make it, or it could break it. Getting some new ink tomorrow. Can't wait to feel the ink and needle.
I know who that is.
Rob Van Winkle.
Oh, I know who that is.
It's not him.
It's not a Jericho tweet. Do you know who it would be?
Randy Orton?
Nope.
That's what Craig said. So
Craig?
How it went.
Batista.
The answer is Gold Dust. Alright, Dr. Kinney, we are back to you. Just watched Troll 2, and I can honestly say after watching cheap-ass horror movies for 25 years, I have now seen the best worst one ever.
Yeah, that's... Wait. It could be Paul Bearer. No, I think... Yeah, it's Jericho.
It is! It is Chris Jericho. You're correct. Dr. Kinney, congratulations, you have won this game of That's What Chris Jericho Tweeted!
Woo!
Somehow, I feel even less of a sense of accomplishment.
Did you enjoy that, Tyler?
I did.
So Natalie Portman's pregnant.
Yes.
Matt, your thoughts?
My heart is broken.
Why?
Because we will never be together now.
Never?
I mean, it's still possible. But now...
Two words, Matt. Abortion.
It's not gonna happen.
It's not two words.
Abortion.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Like
it is
that.
Two words. Well, I'm really sorry about that, Matt. If you'd like to, you know, I don't know. Natalie Portman might be listening right now. Is there anything you'd like to say to her?
Just know that I love you regardless of anything you could do in your life. I'll always be here in Tennessee waiting for you.
Yeah, she'll make it over here one day.
She'll come find you.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook, Natalie.
Yeah, it's Matt Davis. I've been Matt Davis. He's the seventh one down.
This is the first podcast, I believe, to my knowledge. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, where it's just been the four of us.
And I'm sure that's true.
I'm pretty sure that is true. Probably none of our listeners know that we at one point in time, the four of us did a Crystal commercial. And it was awful.
Rock bottom of my life.
Oh, man, that was on my way up.
I think it's the proof. I think we did this Crystal commercial. We got
right
in. We got into the Crystal Lovers Hall of Fame, and I think this is proof that anyone can do anything. That's the saying, right? Anyone can do anything.
Is that
I think it is.
It is now.
Anyone can do anything.
I don't know if that's a little too. I think it should just be.
You can do whatever you want.
I think you should just see people can do things.
You can do whatever you want. Well, anyone can do anything. That's what I always believed.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got our faces on a crystal box and got free crystals for a year.
I only got it for like 2 months because Patrick left my card at Crystal.
What the hell?
I don't remember that.
You did. By the time I used all my $10 gift cards.
Yep. Yeah, because we also got $50 worth of crystal gift cards.
Yeah, I used like the first week.
I only didn't use mine 1 month, which I believe was September.
Yeah.
September 2007.
We were on TV with Don Welch, the whole shebang.
We were.
What was that famous quote that Don Welch said about us at the very end of that segment?
You guys are gonna go far.
I think it was, them boys are talented.
Something like that.
And then he licked his lips.
I'm pretty...
He rolled that clip.
And then he could taste his breakfast on his beard.
He smacked his lips.
Do you have that clip, Patrick?
Here's a clip from the Patcast video vault.
Boy, those guys are talented.
Oh, man. What a time in our lives. How many years ago was that, Ben? Four?
That was 3 years ago.
Three.
Almost four. Before in April.
All right. Matt? It's time for you to play a song.
Oh, really? I get to pick a song now.
Yep.
All right, Patrick. I think you know where I'm going with this. I think I'm going to go with some Daft Punk.
Oh, really?
Yep.
On the Tron soundtrack?
Yes. End of line it is.
That was Daft Punk, End of Line, from Tron Legacy, Matt's pick of the evening. It's that time in our show where we wrap things up. It's time to say goodbye. It's been a very eventful podcast, I believe. I don't know. Does everybody feel pretty comfortable with how this episode has gone?
Absolutely.
I guess we're going to end this episode with a call. We're going to take a call, and then we're going to play a request. The phone lines are immediately lighting up. Can you see that? Can you see all those lights?
Crazy.
I would like to mention, though, you know, if you do want to request a song, you can give us a call, or you can give us a little mention on Twitter and send your request to us there at the PatCast. All right, we're taking a caller. Caller number four.
Hello.
Hi.
Patrick.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Audrey. Glad you could call in.
What?
I said I'm glad you could call in. You're calling in right now.
You've got bad reception, I think.
You've got great reception. This is the best sounding phone call I've ever heard.
You're driving through a tunnel.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
You drive through tunnels, the call reception is better?
If it's a softcore porn, every time people fuck in a car, they drive through a tunnel.
Hmm.
Every time.
Well, if there's a song you'd like to hear, we'd love to play it.
Well, I'd love to hear some Black Eyed Peas.
Well, all right. We'll play some Black Eyed Peas. Only because we said we'd play anything.
Hey, Audrey, right. What track do you want to hear?
It's called The Time, Dirty Bit.
Dirty Bit.
Wait, well, all
right. This is the first and last time you'll hear this song on the PatCast.
At least we're getting it out of the way early.
Yeah, getting it out of the way. This is how we end it.
Is this the time of my life?
We got it out of the way early. No. Like, this was anywhere on the list. like we would have ever gotten to it.
On the next PatCast.
Okay, so check this out. Mom went outside to clean ice off the steps again today. And while she was out there, all you hear is this noise, this rumbling noise. And she had hit something, and ice slid off the roof and hit her. I felt bad because
you
came in. She's just like, "Well, if I pass out here in a little while, it's because I have a concussion from the ice hit me in the head."
just a little warning.
Yeah, she has a knot on the back of her neck. We're like, "About got killed by an icicle."
That is no good.
They have been.
Wait, so
kill
did you
people.
Did you at least hear it? Did you hear a rumble crash and then a scream?
It wasn't as violent as you would think, but I did hear it.
It was more just kind of groan and a thud. And
yeah.
She didn't even like make a noise. You just heard it and you're like, "Oh, okay. I'll be all right."
You didn't go to her rescue, Matt.
No. Well, she didn't yell. I just figured she was like kicking something. I don't know.
Kicking something.
Well, you're a good son. That's all that matters.